Now, you are very welcome back. In the first part of the show, I read out this email and I asked you the following question. I said, are people who leave kitchen cupboards open, just like, you know, take out the cornflakes and walk away, are they psychopaths? And the email basically said, Kira, wanted you to bring this up on a Friday. Recently moved in with my boyfriend, all going really well, except for the terrible habit he has of leaving the kitchen presses open, as in opening, taking things out, and then not closing. I've said it once or twice, but he is not getting that it is a big deal. I do not want to seem like I'm OCD, but it makes no sense to me. In all honesty, I'm the kind of person who doesn't sleep with the door ajar, the wardrobe door or a drawer left open. Maybe that's weird, but walking around without shutting the kitchen press is crazy. It seems lazy. It makes no sense. Surely we all have little things that annoy us, but can we not respect that in each other? Please don't read out my name in case he hears. And Michael is on the line. Michael, what did you make of the email? Are you someone, tell me you're not, who leaves the kitchen cupboards open?
Hiya. No, I tell you what, I'm just the wrong height.
The wrong height?
I'm 5'7" and 3/4".
Okay.
And when I walk into the kitchen, I see a cupboard open. A self-preservation kicks in. Because chances are, I will walk into that cupboard.
You're going to take your eye out.
So it's not about cleanliness or OCD-ness or anything. I close the cupboard so I don't injure myself. Okay. And that's pretty much
all right.
What it is for me.
But, I hear you, and it makes huge sense. But do you see it? I don't know what height I am exactly, but maybe I have that issue too. But there is something weird about not closing a kitchen cupboard, no?
I think it's more of a trait, because I live with someone who's, I'm actually married to someone.
You're being very coy there about your wife.
I have to be, because I don't know if she's listening.
All right, fair.
The laptop is, but she has a total and utter inability to close a twistable lid. She just can't do it. She gives up. She gets frustrated. There's no problem opening the lid, but closing the lid is a no-no. So I spent the first 4 or 5 years of our marriage lifting up jars out of the fridge, looking to carry them over to the counter, and then leaving the jar on the floor on the way to the counter. So what I did was, instead of trying to teach her how to close the lid properly, because she just couldn't get it, I just grabbed the jar from somewhere else, and I was able to move on by doing that. Some people just can't do it. They can't do it, they won't do it, or they're unwilling to learn. So at that point, as the lady said, you just have to accept that that's the way it is, and you have to work around it, and that's what I did.
Is your wife, I'm trying to be kind about your wife, is she not strong enough to close the twisty lids?
No, it's just that I think that what happens is that, when she, you know the way, like, if you're twisting the lid on, if you don't get it right the first time, you have to undo it and start again, because if it goes on crooked the first time, and I think she just doesn't have the patience for it, so if it goes on crooked, she'll leave it on crooked, and then the next person who picks up the jar by the lid, it will end up on the floor.
Okay, I see what you're saying. So it isn't a case of a lack of strength. She doesn't line it up properly.
Doesn't line it up properly. And doesn't want to, or seemingly doesn't want to. So
is it an act of rebellion by your wife? She refuses to dance to other people's tunes. What is this?
Because she doesn't let me show her how to do it. Don't get me started on the dishwasher either.
Oh, there's an awful lot of texts. I have to say, there's an awful lot of texts coming in about the dishwasher. What does your lovely wife do with the dishwasher?
Well, the dishwasher is to put stuff in, and it doesn't matter where the stuff goes or whether it lands on something else or whether it's packed inefficiently or whether the glasses are too close to something else that they might break, whatever. It's just a box that we put stuff in, and when later on we open the box and it's all wonderful and clean. So it's not... After 15 years, it's just these are just the things you have to accept. I think a lot of it comes with age as well. When you're younger, maybe you get frustrated with these things, but after a while you go, oh, you know what, I can't do anything about this, so I'm just going to have to adapt.
Okay. But I presume it's obviously not that big a deal to you. It's not driving you completely insane. You're
No, not at all. Not at all. At first, it was more of a, at the beginning of it, it was more of a, why can't you do this? It's quite simple. But now it's like, oh, that's just what she does. So
do you have a grudging liking for your wife's way, that she kind of ploughs her own furrow a little bit? Is there something in it?
Yes, I do, yeah. It's one of her things.
I like it.
So it's cute. It's cute now. And I think for years, we'll always look back and say, remember that time that I tried to show you how to close it in the jar?
And you were having none of it.
And we'll laugh about it.
This is why you're happily married, by the way, because you clearly are able to enjoy and embrace your wife's challenging differences.
And I'm quite sure if she was on the other line, she'd probably have one or two things that I do that used to annoy her.
Yeah, for sure.
Raises her eyes and walks away.
Doesn't everybody, in fairness, have one or two things? Thank you for that, Michael. Thank you. And hello to you and your lovely wife who doesn't put the lids back on the jars. Someone says, Kira, my husband leaves the bin open. It's under my island and he has been doing this for years. He knows how much I hate it. I have spoken to him multiple times, but he will not close it. It does my head in. Someone else has tweeted, I have a husband who helps by clearing plates from the table and leaving them higgledy-piggledy on the counter. He has to walk past the dishwasher to get there. And there's any number of texts about how people stack dishwashers, which apparently divides the nation entirely in terms of OCD and otherwise. Gavin says, my daughter drives me nuts when I find empty water bottles all over the house. The water quality is not great, he explains. And then to make matters worse, she doesn't take the cap off her bottle, so she bins it in order for me to get more stuff into the recycling bin. So it's full of water and air and twice the size it needs to be. Very annoying. What is that about that people... here's me going, what's that about that people would do such things when I am an absolute demon for doing these kind of things myself? John is also on the line. John, do you have a couple of things that actually annoy you as well?
Hi, Kira.
How are you?
Yes. I have a few things, actually. Not too bad, yourself.
I'm pretty good.
So I tweeted in about the neighbours upstairs.
Oh, yeah.
And they just pound around their flat, you know, like, I mean, it's not so much that, I mean, I can understand when people have to walk around, but these guys never sit down. I don't know what they're doing. They're just kind of walking up and down, you know, the whole time. So I was thinking to myself, maybe they have no chairs, or maybe they've got piles or something like that. Maybe they can't sit down, you know, but they just continuously plow up and down the stairs of the flat upstairs. And I was just wondering, actually, how does one sort of complain about that, you know, without causing problems or whatever else with the neighbours?
Could you bang on the roof with a broom or that kind of thing?
No, because, first of all, it's an old building and the roof is quite high up.
You're not going to reach the roof.
So, like, and also there's panelling on the roof, which is kind of makeshift plywood and stuff like that. I think a brush would go through it, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
So I don't actually know what to do about it, but, I mean, I've just sort of, like, drowned it out with turning up my television loud or listening to music and stuff like that. So, but the other thing is, listening to your last caller there about, you know, the dishwasher and so on and so forth, one thing that used to really annoy me with my ex was that she wouldn't refill the, you know, the water filters. You know, you have those water filters and you fill them up and they filter the water. You know those things?
On your dishwasher?
They're like jugs.
Oh, no, the kind of the...
No, they're like jugs.
I know the things. They're called Brexa or something. Britax or something. Yes, I know the things.
Yeah.
I don't have
that's
one,
it,
but yes.
That's the one,
yeah. Okay.
And basically, she would never fill that up again. So, like, what I had to do in the end was I had to write, you know, on top of the thing, you know, please fill me, you know. Because every time I would go to sort of make a cup of coffee, the worst thing is in the morning, you know. You wake up in the morning and you want to just have a coffee and there's no water, you know, in the water filter. And then you have to wait, like, a couple of minutes until it fills up. So that used to really annoy me. And the thing is, I think what a lot of these callers as well are talking about, and I think the woman who tweeted about her boyfriend leaving the presses open, I mean, that's actually dangerous. I mean, you can walk into a press, you know. I mean, it happens. Say, for example, if you work in a kitchen, you have to be very careful about what you leave open and so on and so forth. So I think that's a real sort of a hazard, actually. So that's, I can totally understand why that annoys her.
We should hook you up maybe with our emailer, because you sound like you might get on quite well. Is there not a little bit of give and take? Do you know what I mean by that? Like the lad who was on to me, Michael, who was saying that his wife doesn't do the jar lids properly, drives him insane. But he kind of grew to love it about her a bit.
Yeah, but the thing is, I think what's most annoying isn't actually what they do. It's that they repeatedly do it. And I mean, the thing is, you know, you can tell them once, twice, whatever, and then that becomes an issue then. you know, you actually end up having an argument about it and they still don't do it. And I think that's what's really annoying. You know, it's more annoying that they don't do anything about it than actually that they do it. You know,
you're making a really good point. So actually it's not the thing. It's the fact that you've told them that it annoys you and they don't
exactly.
care.
Exactly.
Okay. Yeah, no, I see.
It's kind of disrespectful as well, you know, and you kind of expect it to just have that sort of sense of, you know, other people as well, you know, that they think of those things themselves, but they don't actually think about them. So I think it's a bit weird, you know, to be honest. And that's the annoying thing for me. It's not necessarily that I have to fill the water filter up myself or that I have to close the presses or that I have to do this or I have to do that. That's not really what it is. It's the fact that they just ignore the fact that, you know, it upsets you or it annoys you. I think that's really annoying, actually.
I,
in my opinion.
No, you sound totally rational and reasonable about all of this, and I see it. But I am one of those careless people. I find it very hard to pay attention to detail. I'm kind of a broad strokes person, so I do find.
But it can be lovable.
Well,
I mean, it can be lovable.
Well, I like to think so.
People, you know.
I do.
I'm not organized myself. But, you know, there are certain things, you know, that you sort of expect other people to kind of just think about, you know.
Yes.
Like, for example, when I'm on the train, the worst thing is, you know, if people are eating a sandwich out of one of these really rattly sort of packaging, you know.
Yeah.
I'm thinking to myself, why don't you take it out of the packet and eat it? You know what I mean? And they constantly rattle these sandwich things, you know.
Are you saying they're eating out of the wrapping, like a kind of a trough, as opposed to pulling
the
half sandwich out and holding it in their hand?
Protection. You know what I mean?
Like a
trough. They don't actually take it out of the wrapping.
Oh, that's gross.
Yeah, if they buy something in a bag, okay, let's say they buy a cake or something like that in a bag, they actually eat it with the bag, you know what I'm saying?
I'm happily unfamiliar with this habit, but I don't like it.
They keep dipping their hand in and taking a tiny little bit of bread or whatever it is, and they just continuously do it, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm like thinking, why don't you just take it out? So the thing is, how do you, you know, approach somebody like that as well? What do you do about it? Because you can't actually go up to them and take the sandwich off them and stick it in their mouth or whatever else. You know what I'm saying? So, like, how do you actually stop people from doing that? You know what I'm saying?
I think you absolutely can't do that because I think you might be arrested if you tried to stuff the cake in their mouth in a way in which you preferred them to eat it.
Exactly. But I feel like doing it sometimes. You know what I'm saying?
I
feel like doing it sometimes. It's just to just say, excuse me, grab it and take it out, put it in their hand, and throw the wrapping away. You know what I'm saying?
You're not alone.
Irritated.
There's an awful lot of people talking about loud eaters, messy eaters, smelly food, being able to see into other people's mouths. Apparently, we're barely able to tolerate other people eating. Is eating a little bit like any other bodily function? It should be done in mostly private.
I think, actually, I draw the line at how somebody eats, because I think everybody has their own eating style, and I don't think that's something that should be really frowned upon, you know, really. Like, I mean, I've got two kids, and I mean, for example, if they're enjoying their meal and making noise, I don't feel that that's a problem, you know what I mean? If it's something kind of natural, like a natural thing, like eating is the same as breathing, you know?
Uh-huh.
I mean, if somebody breathes loudly, what are you going to say to them? You know what I'm saying?
You can't really say stop breathing. It's quite harsh.
No, you can't. You can't say stop eating. You can't say... Another thing my ex used to find really annoying was with the way I used to drink water. So, for example, I'd take a glass of water and I'd knock it down the hatch, like, you know, gulping it down.
Glug, 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 yeah.
And she used to find that really annoying, so... It goes both ways, you know. But then she used to take her water and she used to sip it really slowly. And I'd be thinking to myself, why don't you just drink it, you know what I'm saying? So, like, there's give and take, like you said, you know.
There absolutely is. And isn't that what makes the kind of the world go around? John, you're single at the moment, is that right?
Yeah, I'm single, yeah. I'm looking for,
Do you think you could be a bit picky?
Actually, a friend of mine said I had to lower my standards.
Yeah.
But then I was thinking to myself, well, everybody's got their own standards. How can you higher or lower what's yours?
I hear you.
But I'm not picky. I just think that other people should just appreciate that something they're doing might possibly annoy somebody else. And I mean, the other thing that really annoys me is people who expect people to do things and they don't do it themselves. You know what I mean? Like you have to just be a little bit more, what's the word, accommodating, you know?
I do.
That's all. I'm not picky.
I hear what you're saying about standards, but is it possible that just the very fact that somebody is with you causes you to sort of get irritated by them and you start seeing the things that they're doing that are kind of annoying when they're probably maybe not that annoying at all? Like how somebody drinks water.
Yeah.
Could that be?
No, really. I mean, what I'm saying is she used to criticise me about that. It wasn't me criticising her.
But you didn't like how she drank water either. She was a bit of a sipper.
Yeah, but one time, you know, she was like flossing her teeth in front of the television, right? Now, I was trying to watch what I was watching, and sometimes just, it's probably in relationships in general. I mean, obviously, possibly that's why we broke up in the end. But the fact is, I mean, when we're watching TV and you know, she's there flossing her teeth, it's kind of like that sort of sound that doesn't belong. You know, it doesn't belong there. You know what I'm saying?
I do. I can't tell, John, if you're being funny or not. I can't actually tell. Although I'm kind of with you. I'm not.
I have a very funny life.
I'm not sure about people.
I have a very funny life.
Why, what do you do? Tell me about your life. It's just you and me chatting now.
Well, I mean, basically, I mean, I just observe. I mean, I've written a book sort of thing, like I see life as an act, you know, as a kind of a comedy of errors, you know what I mean? Like, a lot of people do a lot of weird things, and I find it really funny most of the time. You know,
it is quite funny, and certainly,
so like,
I've never flossed my teeth in the living room in front of anybody, so you maybe you're not wrong.
Oh, you should try it sometime.
Maybe it is an unusual thing to do, I don't know.
Yeah. Well, try it and see what happens. I mean, you know, if you really want to know how people are going to react, I mean, if you're, let's say you're sitting watching a movie, and you take out your floss, you know what I mean, and you start flossing your teeth. Like people complain about people eating popcorn and blah 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 in movie theaters.
Yeah,
but that's part of the experience.
Stephen has texted John and said I should give you a weekly slot. We could just chat and you could tell me about your views on life. And I can kind of see where he's coming from because I'm kind of feeling it myself. But anyway, somebody else has said the current guy on with Kira keeps talking about things his ex did that annoyed him. I am no longer surprised that she is an ex. And a lot of people sort of saying that. But nonetheless, I, on the other hand, John, I believe that there's somebody for everybody. And I'm sure you're going to find somebody who's not annoying at all. And thank you for speaking to me. I greatly enjoyed it. Somebody says, I just burst out laughing here when you started talking about these kitchen cupboard doors. My wife, to a T, leaves the kitchen cupboard doors open, drawers in the bedroom, sometimes two or three at a time. I'm telling you, the world is full of psychopaths. Somebody else says, my sister used to complain about how my father ate. Now she's married. Her husband eats like he's walking through mud. Of course, that's no problem. Oh, that's so funny. And someone else says, Kira, my dad's 70 years old and can't and won't close any door. He doesn't close his car door, his house door, a cupboard door, the fridge door. It is so bad that his car has frequently been flooded. Is that because he just literally leaves the door open and goes in and it's raining? That's nuts. Animals have gone in and slept in his car. They have peed in his car. It has no effect on him. Also, he can't turn stuff off. Radios, TVs, taps. It's walking chaos. My mother is a saint. Oh, I wish you could get your dad to come on and explain to me how he can walk away and leave his car door open. Because that's... I thought the kitchen cupboard was bad, but that is absolutely bananas. John, is there another John on the line? A different John? John, are you?
Yes, I'm listening
to you. Are you also bonkers?
No, I'm not bonkers, and I'm listening to you. Do you mind if I talk about something a little bit more serious?
Oh my goodness, we're onto something else. Oh, absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah, well, it annoys me, apart from the fact that people in my house leave the lights on,
uh-huh,
and that wastes me my bill.
Of course, and the environment.
I don't like people leaving the lights on. Bad in the environment. But apart from that, that's not what I want to talk about.
Okay.
There is a problem on the roads in Ireland, and particularly a good example is the road from Galway to Clifton.
Okay.
Now, it's a single carriageway either side going the whole way out. And people come onto that road with, for example, a slow vehicle with a trailer behind it, drive along at 30 miles an hour, building up a queue.
Yes.
More than 20 cars and so on behind them. Sometimes tour buses do it. But it builds up a frustration in all the people who are behind them.
Sure.
And they can't pass out. And then some of them will try to do it when it's dangerous because they're so frustrated they can't avoid it.
Okay.
And that gets up my goat.
Which is the goat getting bit? The slow driver or the crazy overtaker?
The slow driver who doesn't pay attention and have a regard for other road users.
Okay.
In Sweden, if you have set more than 7 cars behind you, it is a criminal offence. In Ireland, we just have Section 51A of the Road Traffic Act. And that says that if you drive in such a manner as to have or disregard or have no regard for other road users, you are driving in breach of Section 51A.
Okay.
And if one is driving, the road is a good example, but it could be any road. And there are places where you can pull in. And sometimes decent guys in tractors pull in and let everybody pass.
And is that what you'd like to see? You'd like to see them pull into a laneway or a gateway or such, some such?
Yep, and there's plenty of them between Galway and Clifton.
Yes.
But there's plenty of them all over Ireland. And I hope people who drive slow cars or who have a cow box out the back of their SUV realize that there are maybe 20, 30 cars behind them listening to this and realize the frustration that builds up and the danger that it creates. And perhaps they'll change their mind and say, oh, look, there's more than 5 cars behind me, I better pull in. That's my grouse.
Okay, I hear you. And I'm sure it is annoying. And I've been behind things down the country. See, I don't live down the country. So when I'm on a country road, I kind of go, huh, this is the way it is. But no,
there's an extension too where the tour buses dawdle along. And when they come to the only decent straights on the whole way, they speed up and no one can pass them. And then you're caught behind them again for the next 10 miles.
There are people who do that, you're right, that you go to overtake them and then they speed up and you kind of go, why wouldn't you just go that speed all the time and I wouldn't have overtaken you?
Exactly. But do you want to find out if you're one of those people who is driving too slowly or driving not at the same speed of people they normally would drive on that road? Look in your mirror.
Hard to know if there's 7 cars behind you on a twisty, turny road because you can't necessarily count them backwards.
Well, you know what I mean. It's an obvious thing. There's a string of cars behind me.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't have to be 7. Seven is the number of 3.
Do you do the Galway to Clifton Road a fair bit?
I do sometimes.
Too much?
Well, I try to be patient.
But it isn't easy, let's be honest.
It's annoying. And that you're asking about things that annoy people. I wanted to bring up something that I think is far more serious than someone leaving the door of the fridge open. Because people are frustrated and they pull out and pass when it's not safe to do so because they've been so frustrated by the driver of the car that won't let them pass.
True enough, but if you do leave the door of the fridge open, you know, your prawns could go off, give you the food poisoning. You could
come on.
Your wine mightn't be perfectly chilled. This is not all fun and games, John.
Well, you do know about the thing in the Bond film Goldfinger, where Bond complains to the girl he has on the bed that, you know, this isn't done. We can't drink Dom Pérignon at over 13 degrees centigrade. It certainly isn't done. Okay. You're right about that. There are serious things like drinking Dom Pérignon at more than 13.
Well, exactly. I personally wouldn't dream of it. And if I was talking to James Bond, I would I would have known that. It just wouldn't have come up, John. To be honest.
Well, you can see that I'm only being facetious with you. What I'm bringing up is about something that gets up my nose. I think it's serious, and it can easily be fixed by those who.
We're putting it out there. Yeah, we're putting it out on the national airways. Speed up or pull in with your tractor, your trailer,
exactly.
Or your tour coach.
Yeah. Don't cause people to get upset and frustrated.
Yes, and also your Dom Pérignon, drink it at the right temperature, for God's sake. What are you savages?
What are you savages? It's disgraceful. Yeah,
it's disgraceful.
You know the thing where people don't realize their eyesight's gone down, and in September, October. When they're driving at night, they almost stop on the road when an oncoming car comes because they're blinded by it. And it's because they haven't thought the thing through and say, look, it's me. It's my mistake. My eyes aren't up to it anymore. But anyway, there are my crisis for today.
The worst thing I think, before we go, the worst thing I think is, you know, the people who are driving along drinking the Dom Pérignon as they drive. Those people I hate.
That's a dangerous thing to do.
That's a dangerous thing to do.
You could spill the wine.
You could. It's not even the right temperature, and now you're slopping it around your car. I don't know. I'm with you. We need to start a movement. Thank you for coming on and talking to me, John.
It's a pleasure, buddy.
Yes, it is a pleasure, and it is. You put me in a good mood for the weekend. Thank you for that, indeed. So many people have so many things that are annoying them. Someone says, Ciara, people who whinge and whine about stuff and who never ever have something constructive to bring to a discussion. Yeah, that can be kind of annoying, can't it? Someone says, Ciara, I am mea culpa. I'm the one, I leave the presses open. But my husband never replaces the loo roll. Are we made for each other? I don't know. See, I think the kitchen covers are worse than the loo roll, although the loo roll can catch it. But yeah, look, okay, fair. And someone says, please tell this person about their spouse to make sure they close any cupboard doors after they finish. Apart from being annoying, it is so dangerous when left open. I walked into one in my kitchen last week. It nearly took my eye out. Many thanks. That's from Brian in Dublin. It sounds like Brian wants us all to look out for him, and we'll close our cupboard doors just to make sure that he doesn't get another injury in his kitchen. Let's take a short break. I don't have a clue where we're going next, but sure, does it really matter? It's Friday.